Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring clinical and forensic psychologist Joni Johnston.
The trial of Karen Reed, it's a nail biter, I guess you could say. It keeps going back and forth between prosecution and defense. One moment you're feeling like, oh, she's kind of screwed. And next you're like, well, maybe there is some validity to some of this. But is it murder, or is it just a lot of bad actors behaving in ways that they don't want to be caught for? Joining me to discuss, forensic psychologist Joni Johnston. Joni, we haven't had a chance to talk on this case at all yet together, so I'm just going to kind of open it up to you initially. From what we've seen all these weeks in, all these different people testifying different ways, where have you been feeling about all this?
Well, I have to say, I understand your opening, because I think it's been somewhat of a roller coaster for anybody who's watched the case. And I think there's been some compelling testimony on both sides. I do think it's interesting. You know, I think it's very hard to overcome some of the statements that she allegedly made right after the incident that happened. I think, you know, I used to do a lot of investigations. And one of the rules of thumb that we always used was, of course, the more contemporaneous the statements or the evidence, the more credible it is. And so we look to how the person acts, what they say immediately following the event. So, you know, if she in fact did make statements saying, I hit him, I think I hit him, those kinds of things, you know, after the fact, that may, you know, she may walk that back, or other people may say, oh, no, she didn't. But if she in fact did make those statements, I think that's a pretty compelling piece of evidence.
What do you make of all that? Because you have so many people here in this mix that were at all different places at different times, many of them having the same story of her saying relatively the same thing. Of course, it can be interpreted different ways. I hit him, like a questioning this in shock, or did I hit him, or I hit him. I know there's so many ways of looking at this. And from a psychological standpoint, I don't want to say validity, because I believe everybody heard this. I believe she said it in some way, shape, or form. But as far as the weight of its accuracy being in relation to fact of what she actually did do, and everyone's accounts of all that, how does that play into all this information coming out, especially in a time of crisis for all of these people at that scene?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a very valid point, Tony, because that's one piece of the puzzle. And obviously, things that people say are important, but they have to be substantiated by evidence. So I think, you know, when we hear from the medical examiner and get a better sense of the injuries and what the medical examiner thinks caused those, I think we're going to get, that's going to either point us in, you know, one direction or the other. So I think it's going to be important to take those into account.
I mean, it's so interesting with a case like this. I would imagine many people that were there at the scene that day thought, well, this is open and shut. She's saying she hit him. And it's not murder. It was a horrible accident. And that's where it was. How do you think this thing twisted around over the course of now years, where there was that admission and now it's, no, it's a conspiracy. I didn't hit him. I had nothing to do with this. Why be saying that or suspecting that initially and then not all this time later, other than just not wanting to face the music?
Well, I think there's a couple of different things. I think she's got a very good attorney. Mm-hmm. And I think that's been a big role in kind of talking about her defense and pointing some holes and some pieces of evidence that initially, I think, like you said, people took at face value. When somebody says, I hit him, that's what they mean. Mm-hmm. But it, in fact, could mean different things. And so I think that's one factor. I also think we've, you know, had some things between the text messages that have surfaced between her and the ATF agent, I think also kind of throws a little bit of question mark into some of those things. And I think, you know, taking that all together, the more time goes by, the more there is that room and opportunity for different narratives to develop. And so I think we are seeing, to some extent, you know, attorneys who are telling their side of the story or how they interpret the facts. And I think people are influenced by that. And then, of course, we've seen different pieces of the media who've taken sides. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, what happens, I think, is we start seeing all these opinions that are presented as fact.
And it's gotten very, very tribal with this case, more tribal than I think anyone was expecting, because this is not a celebrity. This is not, it's not the OJ case. It's not even to the level of some of these other cases that have been out there. But people gotten very, very ingrained, either very passionately that Karen Reed can do no wrong and this wasn't even an accident. She just didn't do it. And we're going to fight tooth and nail and we're going to go and say horrible things to anyone who disagrees with us and personally attack the family of John O'Keefe and the friends of John O'Keefe that were there in the house that night. What do you make of all of that and the mental state that someone needs to get into to be going after complete strangers in such vile ways like they are in this case?
I think that is, you know, it's so interesting because I don't think I've seen a case on Twitter that has become so ugly. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. I have seen the most vile and vicious comments. And then when you talk about going after a victim's family, you know, a victim of an accident, a victim of a, you know, a homicide or whatever, however you want to phrase this, I think that's really a testament to some extent to the downside, I think, of true crime, you mm-hmm. know, and as we cover this, because people do, we all develop. When we follow these cases, I think for many people, they become a personal, right? We mm-hmm. develop opinions about them. We start feeling like we know the individuals involved, mm-hmm. even though we don't. I think Karen Reed has been pretty vocal. And, you know, she hasn't been somebody who just went away and didn't say anything. So I think that, as well as, you know, all the discussions that have come about, it really has resulted in these camps forming.
Yeah.
And it's almost become like a war. And I think that is unfortunate because what happens is I think, you know, more trauma is heaped upon the families who are already hurting.
Yeah. And there's so much trauma that has been dealt out and so many more people, I think, affected in such negative ways that they're going to have to live with for the rest of their lives and probably get out of that town, I would think, at the end of this. Because no matter how this is going to get settled, whether it's guilty, innocent, a hung jury, whatever it may be, people are so ingrained in what their thoughts are and what their belief is. Facts don't seem to matter. That's scary.
It is scary. And I agree with you. I wonder, it almost feels like no matter how this case turns out, mm-hmm. the people who believe what they believe are not going to change that.
Yeah.
And so you're right. There's going to have to be some, I don't know if it's time, or people have more discussions, or maybe people just move on. When I say move on, I'm not talking about the direct family members necessarily, but I'm talking about people who've been in these camps and been so personally involved in it. Because I don't see, you're right, I don't see a verdict changing as ugly as it's gotten.
They're going to have to find something else to be passionately disturbed about. And hopefully it doesn't involve these families and they can get some peace here no matter where it all settles.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Step Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.